Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 5th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of Clive Barker, born Liverpool, England, 1952, author of macabre stories, also poetry, essays, plays, children's literature, painter, filmmaker as well. Grew up in a working-class home. His parents scrimped and saved to pay for a good education. But when he was accepted into London's Royal College of Art, they asked him not to go. They said, please, this is the last thing we'll ever ask of you. We've supported you going to these schools, and it's been expensive. Please don't disappoint us now by wasting it all by becoming a painter. It's the birthday of the astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson, 1958, New York City. He was interested in outer space from a young age, but growing up in the Bronx, African-American, where boys earned respect for sports, it wasn't easy, but he still studied astronomy on his own, went on to write 8 books of astrophysics, hosted Nova Science Now on PBS, and became director of the Hayden Planetarium in New York. It was he who spearheaded the movement to have Pluto downgraded from full planet to dwarf planet status. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who wrote, I don't care what else anyone has ever told you, the sun is white, not yellow. Human color perception is a complicated business, but if the sun were yellow, like a yellow light bulb, then white stuff, such as snow, would reflect this light and appear yellow. A snow condition confirmed to happen only near fire hydrants. It's the birthday of Edward P. Jones, 1951, Washington, D.C. He was brought up by his mother, who was a dishwasher, completely illiterate. The boy was a bookish kid, studied creative writing in graduate school at the University of Virginia, then became a proofreader for a tax publication called Tax Notes. And in 1991, published his first book, a collection of short stories, Lost in the City. Got an idea for a novel long after that, started thinking about it, working it out in his head for 10 years. The Known World was the title of it, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2003. The first televised presidential address on this date, 1947, President Harry Truman speaking from the White House on the subject of food conservation. Europe faced a winter famine, and so the president called on the American public to do their part by observing meatless Tuesdays, going without poultry and eggs on Thursdays, eating less bread. And it was on this date, 1877, Chief Joseph surrendered to the United States cavalry. He and his band of Nez Perce Indians had been fleeing through Oregon, Washington, Idaho, into Montana, where they were finally trapped only 40 miles from the Canadian border. And Chief Joseph made his famous surrender address, in which he said, hear me, my chiefs, I am tired, my heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, Our Lives Pass Away. Summer sunlight glitters on the water. Sweet colors of fall drift down and land on my new woodpile. Winter is full of snow and cold, but inside the wood stove glows. Then spring again. Our lives pass away. A poem by David Budbill, Our Lives Pass Away, from his collection Happy Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.